This is Fresh Air. In the 1990s, Jim Black was one of the busiest drummers in New York's downtown jazz scene, playing behind saxophonists Tim Byrne and Ellery Eskelin, and trumpeter Dave Douglas, among many others, and in the cooperative band Human Feel. Later, he began leading his own groups. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says, Jim Black's current trio packs a punch.
Jim Black Trio's mix of big beats and accessible melodies owes something to the Bad Plus, one of the most influential jazz bands around, who incidentally are still going strong with a new album of their own. But when the guys in that trio were coming up, drummer Jim Black was already slipping rockish beats under the jazz bands he played in. He gave those groups a distinctive, jittery energy. Their third album, The Constant, Jim Black's trio comes into its own. The sound pops out of the speakers. His younger partners include bass player Thomas Morgan, who knows his way around tricky piano trios and who gets a singing tone you can trace back to his early training on cello. Jim Black discovered pianist Elias Stemmesader as a teenage prodigy in his native Austria and 2 years later put him in this trio. Stemmesader may prepare his piano with foreign objects, turning it into a percussion orchestra. Or he'll reach under the hood to mess with the strings by hand with the same sure timing he brings to the keyboard. Jim Black's trio doesn't only function in John Henry hammer-ringing mode. They can simmer down, too. The drummer likes nice tunes and knows to give them room to breathe. Quieter numbers on The Constant include the one tune Jim Black didn't write, Jerome Kern's ballad Bill from the musical Showboat. It's restrained enough to put you in mind of Bill Evans's subtle piano trio. That's lovely, and confirms these players are more than one-trick ponies. We all value variety, after all. Still, Jim Black's trio really comes alive when they amp up the rhythm. This band was born to groove.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and Tone Audio and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed The Constant, the new album by the Jim Black Trio.